Thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Now, if you've just joined us, we're discussing the potential impact of a full-scale lockdown on the healthcare system. The question we're asking tonight is whether breaking the chain of transmission will be enough without increasing healthcare capacity. One of the concerns that we have is what's being done to increase healthcare capacity and how quickly can we do it. Right, Sharad?
Yeah, and you know, we've just had the two guests that we've had on have explained that. I think largely that a full lockdown is not going to impact, one, the vaccination rollout, and two, the ecosystem in which a vaccination rollout, and in fact, larger healthcare issues depend on, right? So what we heard of, you know, this is new to me, how big the health the medical industries are in supplying not just Malaysian needs, but also global needs.
Yes, catheters, 80% we supply worldwide, something I didn't know, I was very aware about the rubber gloves industries, but catheters, not so much. Definitely for sure. Now, we're going to be speaking to the president of the Association of Private Hospitals Malaysia, Dr. Kuljit Singh, in just a couple of minutes, but mainly to find out whether or not the healthcare industry is going to be to beef up its resources, whether there's capacity there. And I understand that we have him on the line, Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals Malaysia. Dr. Kuljit, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And if I may begin our conversation with a statement made by the Health Ministry yesterday, urging private hospitals to increase the number of beds to treat COVID-19 patients. I'm wondering whether private hospitals have the capacity to do so.
Well, private hospitals, we have started treating COVID patients since January, and we have capacity constraint, not in terms of just space, but also the doctors that are able to treat COVID-19 with their staff. It is not the same like what you have in a public hospital where you have medical officers, house officers. Treating a COVID patient is not just housing a patient on bed and then looking after them twice a day. Patients in category 3, 4, and 5, it's around-the-clock work where you need a team to manage these patients. So in private hospitals, we are able to do it, but we are constrained with space in terms of manpower, and it was not easy to expand as much as what the government can do.
Kuljit, you know, this is a pandemic that's been with us for more than a year now. Was there a feeling a year ago that in fact private hospitals and indeed the public health system would have to ramp up the staffing of hospitals, doctors, nurses, auxiliary staff, you know, and was that planning done a year ago?
I think on the private hospital side, we were not in the loop in treating COVID because the entire 2020, COVID was managed exclusively by the public hospitals. We only got into this treating of COVID patients early this year because there were many patients who wanted to get private health care, private treatment for COVID. For that purpose, private hospitals were roped in the beginning part of this year to help those patients who wanted private health care, not exactly to assist the government because we do not have, as I mentioned earlier, we don't have that kind of capacity or that kind of level to even make a big significant difference in the numbers that we have. So, but I think the government has planned it up well last year, and I think they did anticipate that this may happen. In fact, last year, we provided 75 ventilators from the private sector to the public hospitals to expand their services. So I think they were pretty much ready, but whether are they ready for the 6,000 number, 7,000, and you know, it may go even higher, that we are not sure whether the readiness is so up to that level.
Can I ask you, Dr. Kuljit, about the impact to non-COVID-19 patients? DG Hisham had recently said that elective surgeries and procedures in public hospitals around Klang Valley will be reduced or postponed to ensure that, you know, there'll be more resources for COVID-19 patients. What about in private hospitals? Is there an impact to COVID-19, non-COVID-19 patients?
Okay, in the private hospital, we still treat non-COVID patients, maybe in slightly reduced manner. But because a lot of private hospitals are not treating COVID in a big number, so we still have a lot of capacity to treat the non-COVID. So we have made a proposal to the government, and the government has agreed that we can take over some of the non-COVID electives from the government hospitals to the private sector, which will be funded by the government. So there are patients in the public sector who have been waiting to be treated for the last 1 year, for example, and their dates have been postponed because there's no capacity to treat them there. We in private hospitals, we are willing to take over these patients and treat them so that they don't have to wait any longer. Proposals are there, the circulars are there, even the budget is there, made ready by the Ministry of Health for this purpose.
Right.
Kuljit, could you help us understand if communications and strategic planning between the private sector and the government has improved over the last year? Are we seeing, are you seeing better communications and coordination?
I think as we have gone along, particularly in this year, I think the communication and our dealings and also our discussion with the Minister of Health has increased tremendously. We almost meet on a weekly basis. In fact, in this week itself, we have met them 3 times online in Selangor, talking to the healthcare providers in the public sector. And we are actually working very closely, especially in this in Selangor, because that's where our highest number of patients are. So, in fact, today morning, we had maybe the second or third discussion with them, trying to sort out how we are going to manage the surge of patients and how we are going to share our resources. So, yes, not just with the public sector, even between the private hospitals, we are communicating with each other much better. Though we could be competitors, we may be from different groups, but I think the cooperation has been tremendous at every right. level.
Well, glad to hear that. Dr. Kuljit, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for joining us on the show tonight.
You're welcome.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
We will be back with you same time on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend, folks. Good night.
Good night.